Back now with Day to Day, and more now from our Help Wanted project. We've been asking listeners who are out of a job to write in and share their stories. Here's our Help Wanted guy, senior producer Steve Proffitt.
We've gotten hundreds of emails, but Saul Squires stood out. He's a CEO who's out of work. Saul was the head of a multinational corporation based in Iceland that was trying to establish a new high-tech industry there.
Retention of very large volumes of corporate data.
But as you may remember, late last year, Iceland's economy melted down, literally imploding in a matter of weeks.
I think the metaphor is more like detonated.
The currency collapsed, the banking system blew up, and Saul's business went right down the tubes.
The willingness of people to do business with Iceland is pretty minimal at this point.
In his letter, Saul wrote that multinational executives, at least the ones not in the orange suits, are a dime a dozen these days. So he's visiting a friend in Minnesota, writing about his experience, and thinking about his next move. He says he's good at going into strange, faraway places and figuring out how to do business there.
I have a strong multilingual background, a lot of capacity to deal with foreign cultures, the issues that are inherent in, you know, dealing with a government that perhaps has regulations not like your own.
On the optimism scale, 1 to 10, 10 being blissfully optimistic and Pollyanna, and 1 being kind of like I'm feeling right now, where would you say you are?
I'd say I'm a solid 8.5. We have a banking crisis, and I think there's a very large global motivation to have that resolved quickly. Which, you know, once those things are in place, then we have the market we used to know here until fairly recently.
Saul Squires, former CEO of a multinational tech company, now one of the more than 11 million Americans looking for a job. And an update, last week we profiled a former zookeeper and strip club manager, Patrick Mulhern. He was looking for work. Good news, last week he was hired by a state assemblyman to be a field rep. Steve Proffitt, NPR News.
If you have an unemployment story to tell, send an email to daydreaming@npr.org. Tell us where you've been, where you hope to go, and how you think you might get there. Again, the address, daydreaming@npr.org.